Israeli forces storm and destroy a protest village in Jenin, just north of the West Bank. The camp was located next to the separation wall. Palestinian activists set up the camp in the village of Anin and called it Azra, meaning prisoners.
The first initiative to develop it and to bring focusing to the suffering of the prisoners, using this new model, which is this kind of activity to try not to continue with our traditional activities, to have some development and creative ideas. It's part of these creative ideas, and everyone know that PLO direction, that when there is no real negotiation, when the peace process is blocked by the Israelis.
The move was aimed to express solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners held without charge or trial in Israeli prisons.
First of all, Anin is one of the villages that has been, the first villages that has been affected by the wall. Most of its land became isolated behind the wall. So this village has been suffering for now more than 10 years of this situation. Anin initiative is like, it is one of the initiative to support the prisoners. Prisoners, as you know, they have been suffering like since now 2 years, like of the isolation and intensifying the Israeli pressure, pressure on them and the torture.
Clashes erupted as Israeli forces stormed the village and shot tear gas and rubber bullets at the Palestinians, which caused many injuries. Most of those injuries were the result of tear gas inhalation. One Palestinian officer was also injured there. Soldiers also arrested the brother of hunger striker Yusuf Yassin. The Al-Azra protest village is the latest move by Palestinian activists to fight back Israeli land annexation. Although Israel attempted to destroy this non-violent protest movement by turning it into something of violence, the Palestinian non-violent resistance continues, and they continue to erect tents throughout the West Bank. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupy Jenin.